Greetings, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, September the 4th, 2011. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor and we work at it every day to climb up out of the mind of Satan. Climb up out of the mind of the synagogue of Satan. Climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, this wicked Babylon system. We no longer want to think like the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the blood shedders and creators of warfare in this earth. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Allah, the mind of Ilah, the mind of Amen, Aminet, the mind of Ptah, the mind of Mut, the mind of Asar and Aset. We want to climb up into the mind of Christ. And as we do so, we will break down all of those barriers that separate us. Barriers of religion, barriers of denomination, barriers of race, ethnicity, gender, national origin. All of those boundaries will be obliterated and we will find ourselves organizing together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God right here, right now on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able with the mind of Christ to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary institution and organization that are of the same like Christ mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator of this website and program, Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, beautiful sister and her family. You may contact me by emailing me, yahlove, at comcast.net, yahlove, at comcast.net. As African people, we're going to pause and give praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. The whole human family has the potential to be African in that Afu house. Ra, God, Ka, spirit or soul. We are houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Most High Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Most High Father is known as Ab. The word Ab is an African Hebrew word. So you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab. In the African Arabic language, the Most High Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Most High Father, known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Most High Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. And we also pause to give praises and thanks to our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. It is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. She's our mother. Only the mother conceives. But Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, as Father is Father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. And that word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach for spirit in the African Hebrew language is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case our mother, the Holy Spirit. She's our mother. She's feminine. You gotta look at the female and respect the female as a living manifestation of Mother Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Illa. That word Illa is spelled I-L-L-A-H. It is not only an African Arabic word, it is also an African Hebrew word. It is feminine in both languages, referring to Mother Holy Spirit. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah. You hear Illa. You also hear Allah. Traditionally, this is translated, there is no God but God, or no God but Allah. But we know that because Illa is mother and Allah is father, that this should be translated, there is none, or none but mother and father. Because without Mother Holy Spirit and the Almighty Father, there's no birth, there's no creation. One of the meanings of the word creation in the African Hebrew language is birth. Father and mother, Father Allah and Mother Illa, have given birth to the whole of creation, to the whole of the universe and the human family. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grandmother. So, my dear sisters and brothers, it is my honor and great privilege to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name is Yahshua Mashiach. In the, and believe it or not, sisters and brothers, Christ has this day been revealed in the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile I Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I Selassie I Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah Rastafari, Haile I Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in this Babylon system. The United States of North America Empire is modern day Babylon, and it is judgment time. The black African revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua Mashiach, is here within I and I to judge this wicked system, to judge Babylon, and to give justice to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and redemption and salvation to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. How? Because Christ desires to be revealed within your and my personalities. And as we manifest Christ within our personalities, we will find that our names will be the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in these last days of judgment in Babylon, Christ would manifest in the believer. Who are the real believers? The real believers are the revolutionaries. Those sisters and brothers, no matter their race, ethnicity, or religion, that are fighting and standing up and fighting the oppressor. That is the true believer. These are they who are manifesting Christ in their personality. Who is the I in Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I? It is you and me. But the Rastafari sisters and brothers do not say you and me. Rastafari say I and I. The first I referring to the self, the original self, united with the creator and creatures, and also united with creation. And the second self and I refers to the human family outside of yourself, also united with the Almighty Father Creator and Almighty Mother Creatress, united with the divine creation. Because all of us are divine manifestations of divinity. Living in this divine creation, divine universe, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. So we give thanks and praises unto the Most High for the prayer. And we are yet in the book of Revelation. And we are yet studying with the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the word revelation coming from apokalypsos, giving us our English apocalypse, Greek apokalypsos, apocalypse in the English, the equivalent in meaning and definition to revelation, which means that we look at the system and we uncover the truth, remove the falsehood and uncover the truth, and that we may see the reality of the wicked system and see how we should and will be able to come together, to organize together, to defeat the oppressor. And as we read Genesis to Revelation, and as we read today from the Quran, from the first to the last chapter, as you read maybe from the Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu scriptures, Buddhist scriptures, Krishna scriptures, as you read from the universe, you will see that it is all revelation and all prophecy concerning our lives today. And all of these knowledges, beginning with the, as Brother Ashra Kwesi said last night on September 3rd, I was able to see my dear Brother Ashra Kwesi in person at the Joyce Gallery, Joyce Gordon Gallery in Oakland. And it was a beautiful session, a beautiful lecture. African sisters and brothers coming from the Bay Area and maybe other places in one unity, listening to the knowledge. My brother Ashra Kwesi coined the phrase cosmogenesis, meaning the genesis, the knowledge that we find in the book of Genesis. The origins of creation coming out of the universe, the scientific study of the universe, the Africans studying the universe to understand reality. And so this is revelation. This is apocalypse. This is that knowledge that we need so that we may understand the wickedness of the system and organize to overturn that wicked system. We are yet in the book of Revelation, as we have said, and I want to begin in Revelation, talk about some current affairs, move to the Quran, and hopefully end on Boaz as we come out of the study of Ruth and Naomi and all of that knowledge surrounding that scripture. Now, we were saying in the last session that Jesus is talking to us. And these seven letters in the book of Revelation give us seven aspects, seven characteristics, seven attributes of the black church. Not only the black church, but the whole of the church and the whole of the believers, whether they go to mosque, synagogue, temple, cathedral, no matter where you go to worship the Most High. These seven letters are giving us all seven aspects, characteristics, seven ways of looking at ourselves, seven prophetic windows into ourselves so that we may see how to overcome our deficiencies and come together and manifest Christ within our person. But black people, because we are the original African Hebrew Israelite nation, we are the original church. These seven letters give us a clear understanding as to seven characteristics or seven attributes so that we may manifest our defects, be rid of them, and come together to fight on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. And we were saying that the words of Jesus, the preaching of Jesus, is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrew 4 and 12, I think that comes from, that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And that scripture causes us to understand that it is the word of God, the word of the Most High, that is the power behind creation. That word, when used properly, as exhibited by Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, when that word is exhibited properly, used properly, that word will uncover the truth of this wicked system. That word will defeat the power of the synagogue of Satan. That word will give power to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That word will cause all of the oppressed to unite. That word will cause us to have the power to free our minds from the grip of the synagogue of Satan, and we will overthrow the power of the synagogue of Satan in our minds, and we will defeat the synagogue of Satan in this time and manifest the power of God within our person. Manifest the power of Christ within our person. This is giving us to understand who is talking. When we get to verse 13, we will see what Jesus has to say. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. When you look at the sword in the writings of the Old Testament, that sword is representative, is symbolic of the word of God, symbolic of the tongue, which is shaped like a sword. So when you look at the children of Israel fighting the oppressor and bringing revolution and freeing the oppressed from the oppressor, that is symbolic of the usage of the word of God. Minister Malcolm X understood the word of God. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. King, Mega Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, W.E.B. Du Bois, Paul Robeson, Noble Drew Ali, Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, all of these sisters and brothers, Farrakhan today, Ashokwazi today, Omali Yeshetela, Harry Belafonte, Randall Robinson, Cornel West, all of these individuals are using the word of God, which is learned and studied from the universe, or learned and studied from books of religion, or learned and studied from books of revolution. It's the same power of the word of God in the mouth of the speaker that is able to give an illuminating understanding of the system and unite the oppressed so that we may come together to overturn this wicked Babylon system. Jesus's words, Jesus's teachings, judge Rome, judge Caesar, judge the ruling class and families, judge the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians. The words that came through Jesus, the words that came from the mouth of Jesus, judge this wicked system of slavery and exploitation. The words of Jesus, my sisters and brothers, do we know the man? Do we understand Jesus? And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 4th, 2011. Sisters and brothers, do we really understand Jesus? Do we really understand the man that we claim? His name, Yahshua, means deliverance and liberty. Are we preaching deliverance and liberty to the oppressed? His name also means health and wealth and prosperity. Because, not like the prosperity teachers who want us to buy into the empire of the United States of North America and help to kill and rape and plunder the oppressed all over the earth and then take some of that plunder for ourselves. No, that's not prosperity teaching. That is devil teaching. That is teaching that benefits the empire, that benefits the CIA, the FBI, the FOP, Israel's Mossad, Britain's MI5 and 6. No, but this prosperity, health, and wealth in Yahshua's name means that we are working to liberate the people, deliver the people so that health may be returned to the oppressed, so that wealth may be returned to the oppressed, so that the oppressed will no longer be oppressed but be delivered of that oppression and be prosperous spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, having access to all that is in the earth. Now what I want to do is go to the scripture of Saint Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Let me look it up on the computer right quick, and this will give us Jesus's mission, the mission of Jesus. We will find in St. Luke chapter 4 verse 18, we talk about it sometimes, not too many people preach from it, but Jesus is in the temple, and Jesus, it is as it is recorded in scripture, takes the scroll of the scripture and begins to read. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. I'm going to get it in a second, my beautiful sisters and brothers. I'm in Luke 10, Luke 9. Going back, I'm on Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary and Lexicon, Eliyah.com. I go there to get all my definitions of the scripture so that I may understand what I am reading. Because when you go into the definitions of the words, every word, whether it's a noun, a verb, and read the definitions, then we come to a greater understanding. Now Jesus, Yahshua Mashiach, is an African Hebrew, but his works, as well as the works of the apostles, were translated into the Greek language. So although the Greek is written in Greek, we know that Jesus spoke African Hebrew to his African Hebrew people. Now St. Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Jesus begins to give his mission. Now I want to know, black preacher, are we on the mission of Jesus? Do we understand the mission of Jesus? Are we teaching the true mission of Jesus? Let's listen to Jesus and remember that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. That in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 12, we are about to hear what the one is saying, who hath the sharp sword with two edges, and that is the tongue with the word of God. Jesus talking in Luke 4 and 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, we know that in the Greek language, they changed spirit from female to a male. But we know that Spirit with a capital S is Holy Spirit, and she is our mother. She is feminine. So, the mother Holy Spirit of the Lord. Now, the word Lord, 262962, the word is found under the number 2962, Kyrios. Lord is one who possesses all, possesses something, a person to whom a thing belongs, a sovereign, a prince, a chief, Roman emperor, so on. But we know that in the African Hebrew language, the word Lord, when it's all capitalized, is Yahweh. So the Spirit of Yahweh, and in Yahweh is Father and Mother, and the Mother in Yahweh is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, and Yahweh is life, the self-existent one, Father and Mother coming together to produce life. That is the deeper meaning of Yahweh, which is rendered Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit is upon me. Why is Mother Holy Spirit upon you, Jesus? For what purpose? Because, now see, look, the scripture here says he. They changed it. You gotta watch it. Mother Holy Spirit is she. This should be translated, she hath anointed me. Mother Holy Spirit hath anointed me. Why has Mother Holy Spirit anointed me? But let's look up that word anointed, 5548, creo, to anoint, consecrating Jesus to the messianic office and furnishing him with the necessary powers for his administration. Now, sisters and brothers, when you know your history, when you know your African history and your African Hebrew history and your African Egyptian history, we know that when the king was anointed, that king was anointed in the African Hebrew Israelite nation to stand up for the oppressed, to stand against the oppressor, to organize the revolutionary believers to fight the oppressor and deliver the oppressed, offering freedom, justice, and equality to the oppressed. So this is what Jesus is anointed to do. This is what Yahshua is messiahed to do, because the word Christ in the Greek comes from the African Hebrew word Masiach, which gives us our English Messiah. So Jesus the Christ, Yahshua Masiach, is anointed to fight the oppressor with the word of God, to deliver the oppressed with that same word of God, bring judgment on the oppressor and justice and freedom and equality and redemption and liberation to the oppressed. So if you're a Christian, this is what you are anointed to do. This is what we are supposed to do. She hath anointed me, Mother Holy Spirit, to do what, Jesus? What has Mother Holy Spirit anointed you to do? To preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. 2097 is the number for the Greek side. It means euangelezo. Euangelezo. That's how you pronounce that in the Greek language. Euangelezo. And it means to bring good news, glad tidings. Well, who needs good news? Who needs glad tidings? Who needs this gospel? Who needs this good news the most? Do the rich need it? Do the wealthy need it? Do the powerful need the good news the most? Do the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the wicked, rotten 1%, 2% ruling class, is it needed by the synagogue of Satan? Is the good news needed by the Illuminati Masonic Order? All of these wicked ones that kill and destroy the human family. Who needs it, Jesus? Who are you preaching to, Jesus? Preach the gospel to who? To the poor. That's who needs this good news. We're preaching the gospel to the poor. He didn't say he was preaching to the wealthy. He didn't say he was preaching to the ruling class and ruling families. You recall that he told them, hey, you're the wealthy. You heal your own self. But he's preaching to the poor. Let's look up this word poor. 4434 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Poor. Tokos. Tokos. It means those reduced to beggary. Begging. Asking alms. Destitute of wealth. Influence, position, and honor, the lowly, the afflicted, those destitute, it says, of Christian virtues and eternal riches, those that are helpless, powerless to accomplish an end, the poor, the needy. It is absolutely clear that Jesus comes to preach to those who are poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed. Jesus comes to deal with those who have been impoverished. For continuing in Luke 4:18. Every time this says he, I'm going to say she, because we know Mother Holy Spirit is upon me. Mother Holy Spirit is the one. and Mother Holy Spirit is she. So she hath sent me. The word sent, 649. Apostello. This is where you get the word apostle. So the apostles are sent to order one to go to a place appointed to send. To allow one to depart that he may be in a state of liberty, in order to order one to depart, to send off. So, Mother Holy Spirit has apostled Christ, apostled Yahshua, to do something. What has Mother Holy Spirit sent you to do, Yahshua Masik? To heal 2390. To heal who? The poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That word heal, 2390. Iamai, to cure, to heal, to make whole, to free from error and sins. So now the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are afflicted, so they need to be healed. We need to be healed and cured from this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system. We need to be made whole because we have been destroyed, broken into pieces, separated from each other, separated from that which would heal us and make us whole. So Christ comes to make us whole, to free us from errors and sins. In this wicked system, we're making errors because we have disconnected ourselves from our African knowledge. And this African knowledge is for the whole of the human family. This African knowledge is that knowledge in Christ, coming through Mashiach, coming through Yahshua, coming through Jesus that would heal us, coming through Jah that would heal us. And we have made errors in rejecting this knowledge. And we are in sins because we have taken on the mentality of the wicked ruling class and families. We have taken on the mentality to support warfare and bloodshed and destruction of our sisters and brothers all over the earth. And so these are the errors and the sins that Jesus comes to free us from to bring about our salvation. Continuing in Luke 4 and 18, understanding the mission of Jesus, understanding what the word of God in the mouth of Jesus comes to do, and what we should do, black preacher, black pastor, black Christian and black church member, and all believers, no matter your color, race, ethnicity, religion, and so on and so forth. To heal who? The brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. 4937. Sun tribo means to break into pieces, to shiver, to tread down. Those that have been broken into pieces, those that have been treaded down. Tread down equivalents to oppressed. Those that have been oppressed, those that have been put under the foot of Satan, those who have been put under Caesar and Rome and the Roman Empire, and this wicked Roman Empire manifested today through the United States of North America, through Britain, through the powers of Europe, through the no good, rotten, modern state of Israel that is the synagogue of Satan, along with the United States of North America and Britain and the powers of Europe. Those who have been broken down and crushed. That's what this word means. And so Jesus comes to bring and heal those that have been broken down and crushed. The next definition, to tear one's body and shatter one's strength. Oppressed people of the earth, no matter your color, black, brown, red, yellow, or white, we who are not of the wealthy ruling class, all of us are oppressed. All of us have been torn. Our bodies have been torn. Our strength has been shattered. And so Jesus comes to heal, bring healing to those of us who have suffered under such wicked brutality. Heal the brokenhearted. 2588 is the word for heart. Cardia, the organ in the animal body, which is the center of circulation of the blood. The heart, hence, was regarded as the seat of physical life, sisters and brothers. That which provides life, this heartical knowledge that we're talking about coming through Christ. Christ is giving us that word that is the heartical knowledge, that knowledge that we have been separated from, that knowledge that is at the center of the universe. Amun-Ra, the sun appears to be the center of the universe. Oh, thank you, Father and Mother. I worship you for this insight. But when the African ancestors began to study deeper, the African ancestors saw that there was a hidden and unseen power moving the sun in its orbit around that center of the universe. And the word used for that hidden and unseen power is Amen, the hidden and unseen Father, and Amenet, the hidden and unseen Mother. So the heart of the universe is the Amen, hidden and unseen Father, and Amenet, the hidden and unseen Mother. And we have been separated from that knowledge that is the center of the circulation of the blood life. Blood means life. I was listening, L-I-F-E, I was listening to the Nation of Islam this morning, and Brother Minister Abdul Muhammad was talking about the blood of Jesus. Now, we only focus on the blood spilling out, but blood means life. Blood gives you life, and the heart pumps the blood of life into the body and circulates that blood so that the body may live. And Amen and Amenet, Father and Mother, are pumping the universe, pumping the sun, pumping the stars and the planets and all that is in the universe to give us life. All that is in the universe being moved from the center of the universe, from Amenet and Amen, to give us life. And Africa is the center on earth. The center of the earth is Africa. Africa is that center that gives knowledge and wisdom and understanding to the whole of the human family. And so we have been separated from that knowledge. And so the word of God coming through Christ, coming through Yahshua Mashiach, connects us to the hidden and unseen Father and connects us to Africa and gives us life. All right, she hath anointed me. I'm changing that from he to she because it's speaking of the work of Mother Holy Spirit. And we know that in the African Hebrew language, spirit is feminine, she. So Holy Spirit is mother. So she hath anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach means to proclaim. 2784, Caruso, to herald, to proclaim. So we're talking about Christ coming to herald and proclaim. To proclaim what, Jesus? To proclaim what, Yahshua? Deliverance to the captives. That word deliverance, that's what we should be preaching. Deliverance. 859 on the Greek side. Offices. Offices. To release from bondage or imprisonment. Now, we only spiritualize this and say Jesus came to just free you from the spiritual sins. But this is obvious. On every level, the word of God coming through Christ frees us spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Forgiveness or pardon of sins, letting them go as if they had never been committed. Remission of the penalty. What penalty? Because we have participated in the wickedness of this Babylon system. We have helped the wicked ruling class to kill and destroy our sisters and brothers of the human family all over the earth, and in turn, we are destroying ourselves. So the word of God, the word of Christ comes to free us from such bondage, to free us from this mental imprisonment, to free us from having committed the sins of the ruling class and the families, and release us from the penalty that will destroy them. And so we're released from that penalty so that we may not be destroyed. This is the mission of Jesus. This is the mission of Yahshua Mashiach, to free us and deliver us on every level. Spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, to give deliverance to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We're going to take our first break. and I will see you on the other side of the break.